Okay, everybody, welcome to episode 6 of the Real Mentors podcast, coming to you live from the girls. See, what's that called? See, that's the second time I messed up. What is it?
Girlslife.com Studios.
Girlslife.com Studios. I gotta learn that. The sponsor in this show. I can't even get the damn name right. The Real Mentor, of course, Jose. I'm coming to you here. Happy to be here again. About a week away from the Oscars, which we'll be getting into towards the end of the show. Let me first introduce my first co-host here, the man beast himself, the man with the face only for radio, Mr. Mike Rose.
Hey, kids. I'm glad to be introduced like first today. I feel special.
Yeah, exactly. I always feel back because I always put you second. I gotta give you top billing. This is your house and all that. So, what the hell?
It's all good, man.
And of course, second billing today will be the man to my right. Of course, known as a Spaniard, our technical producer, the head of our crack research team, of course. I gotta give some credit, Mr. George Ripoll.
Known as Plugatronic Rex with his plugs.
Which he'll be doing later on this show. He needs about an hour just to get that done. How are you doing, George?
Good, man. How y'all doing today?
You don't mind you went second, did you?
Nah, not at all, man. It is your house, your place.
No, it's not my house.
That's true. I do like Plugatronic Rex. That's going to stick.
Is that going to stick? We're going to get rid of the Spaniard?
I like the Spaniard. I'm from Spain, but I'll take it. I'll answer to Plugatronic
Rex. Are you in a better mood today? Or kind of last week, you were kind of off, man. Valentine's over, you know, that's gone.
Yeah, he looks like he's in a good mood today.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
He was joking earlier, guys, new haircut, he's got his new hat.
He's looking good today.
He's looking good, you know.
Yeah, your military style right there.
Yeah, I try to go a little more aerodynamic, I guess.
Yeah. George, we love you, man. You know, he does do a good job with me and Mike are technically deficient. I guess George is he's the man behind the scenes, if you will, taking care of all the sound mixing and putting it up and all the websites, which we'll be plugging later on. In terms of us being on iTunes and all, which I'm happy to say. And don't forget, guys, you can reach out to us at The Real Mentor on gmail. For any suggestions, comments,
Facebook
and all
page.
That. Facebook, we got a Facebook page. Like us on there as well. Provide comments if you guys wish. Always want to hear from you guys and any topics you guys want us to dive into. We're more happy to do that because we're pretty open with our topics. I know, George, you mentioned something earlier about the last night's festivities.
Yeah, no, I meant to tell you guys about yesterday, you know, on the verge of, you know, watching the Dana 5000 versus Kimbo Slice fight. You know, they had a big major event on UFC. Also, they had a...
No, it wasn't UFC.
It was Bellator. Thank you, Mike, for pointing that out. It was Bellator, you know, 149. They had a Dana 5000 against Kimbo Slice, and then they had Royce Gracie from Ken Shamrock. Which was 27 years in the making, now 93, and I think it's 23 years. Yeah, 23 years in the making.
Remember, Ken Shamrock, too, started out with Pancrase, which was kind of that modified wrestling, shoot fighting type thing.
Yeah.
It's what it started out with. I remember back in the 80s, they had these shows at the James L. Knight Center in Miami. And they used to do Pancrase there every couple, 3 or 4 months. And Ken Shamrock was one of the... Ken Shamrock and his brother Frank, I don't know if you remember Frank, were part of that show. So it's interesting.
Well, Ken Shamrock also had a stint on WWF at the time, and then WWE.
Very good there.
I remember that.
He was there for like a little bit. So, I mean, the fact that this was their third fight.
He had a 3-year contract that he worked till the end, and then he took a... He did a negotiation, and he was offered a lot of money with Pride. I don't know if you remember Pride as a Japanese fighting organization.
Yeah, I remember Pride.
Very good. Actually, put on some very good shows. And by the way, Kevin Randleman died this week, who is a big Pride fighter. I don't know if you remember him or not.
He did,
guy with blonde hair.
Yeah, they also had a fighter at that event yesterday from Bellator that had dyed his hair blonde, you know, as a commemorate for him. And, unfortunately, he lost, but... but yeah, he dyed his hair blonde.
Loser.
Fits in with Kevin Randleman.
Sucks, man.
But anyway, so no,
I didn't see the fight at all. I mean, I saw that Kimbo Slice fight, if you want to call it a fight. It was embarrassing.
Yeah, it was more like a hug fest.
300-pound guy just falling over by himself.
It's hard to fight. I mean, you can imagine to stay busy because each round is like 5 minutes, and that's forever in like fight world, right? I mean, because in a boxing match, it's 2 minutes and 50 seconds for a round. And I'm going to tell you, by the end of the one round of just, like, staying busy while you're boxing, it's very difficult.
Oh, no, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
Those guys. And those guys are 300 pounds. So,
And then that's even worse.
But it was just God, it was so boring to watch. But speaking of fights, and that's probably a good segue to we can actually something we can talk about as far as what is actually some of your favorite movie fights? We're talking about fist fights, no weapons, guns, or action scenes per se. Just strictly fights. George, you have a one or two that kind of stand out for you?
I mean, to me, it's more like Bloodsport. You know, all the Frank Dukes movies. You know, like
best fight scene, really?
I mean,
not best fight movie. I'm talking about just one particular scene, one particular fight.
I mean, there was the Fight Club. You know, when the
which one?
I believe it's when he's fighting Brad Pitt. You know, like the character is fighting himself. You know, like spoiler
you
right
just
here.
Spoiled the dang movie.
Yeah, man, nice going, dude. For those who haven't seen it, because it's only been 20 years out.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
God
like,
forbid.
Hey,
God anybody for, out there actually had plans to see it this weekend? I apologize.
Bruce Willis is dead. Everybody's
yeah,
dead.
Bruce Willis is dead, guys.
You know. How's it going, George? Little advance warning.
You blew it.
Hey, man.
For those youngest out there who are about to watch it for the first time, they just turned it off.
Oh, they haven't seen it. You know? Well, too bad.
It's freaking out.
Spoiler, guys. I'll edit this out, too. How's that?
Mike, what about you, man? That part. I ain't like George's choices, man.
No, that's funny, man. You
know? What about you, Mike? What's a good fight for you?
It's hard for me. There's a couple. I was ranking Matrix. I think it was Matrix Revolution. It wasn't Matrix Revolutions. It was the second one. What's that? Reloaded.
Right.
The fight on top of the semi trailer while you're racing down the with the
cool.
twins.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that's a pretty good fight scene. I don't really think it's a great movie, but that's a great
that's
fight
a good
scene.
Fight. I don't want to shed totally for that. That was a better.
Yeah.
Fight.
See the I think about the now the Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. You know, like all
the
fights.
Tree fight.
The one that with the tree that she's
standing
on. That was
cool.
They had some amazing line work.
From an artistic standpoint.
Right.
Yeah,
it's actually pretty good. That's not bad. No, that's not bad. I mean, let me see. The old boy.
Right.
I think the one scene when he's in the hallway and it's like one continuous shot. That was pretty cool.
Well, they had that on back too. That it was that one continuous
shot. Oh, no, it was
shot.
The protector.
The protector.
Yeah.
And then he walks through the club and they have that one continuous
shot. It's like a 5-minute scene. It's not a great fight scene. Like, old boys have had a better sequence of fights, I guess, whatever, but it was still great.
Yeah, but it was long scene.
Reminiscent of that is that Daredevil fight in the hallway too.
Yeah,
at the end of was that like
episode 2? I think
was it episode two?
Yeah, episode 2, and it's saving the kid,
right?
Who got kidnapped or whatever from the Russians or whatever the case.
That was
is.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was shot very similar because that actually reminded me of like The Raid, which is another great fight in those movies. Part 2, the kitchen fight at the end,
right,
was ridiculous. One of my favorite fights. That one is brutal. It's fantastic. They Live, the Roddy Piper.
Yeah, but that's cheesy.
I come to do two things, you know, like
two bubblegum and kick ass, and I just ran out of
bubblegum.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad fight. It was actually pretty cool. Inception. I kind of jumped out. I just thought of it now because it's the way it was done. Speaking of artistry, but in the hallway scene or whatever in the hotel was pretty freaking cool. Princess Bride.
Princess Bride, yeah, but you said no weapons though.
You're right. Yeah,
technically,
you're right.
That
yeah,
has
true.
Weapons.
Yeah, it's a sword fight. Yeah,
so,
yeah, okay,
I mean,
no. Agreed.
The Matrix with the Agent Smith.
Agree.
Agent Smith.
The first Agent Smith. The first Agent Smith fight?
Oh, the first one.
Yeah,
the first one.
Matrix.
Yeah,
so
that's
at the
one
end,
with
yeah.
the CGI
yeah,
heavy.
No, in the subway downstairs.
No, that is right.
That was actually a pretty cool fight. Drunken Master 2, as far as.
Yeah, and then the Rocky.
That one's fantastic.
The Rocky movies. Again, bringing us to our black history.
Oh, yeah, well Creed. Happy Gilmore, is that a...
Happy
you
Gilmore.
You could
say
that.
The Price is Wrong.
The Price is Wrong.
That's not a funny one. That's not just a funny one. I think that would be...
But,
I would count that in there.
You can also say Enter the Dragon.
Enter the Dragon, yeah. Anything with Bruce Lee is actually probably pretty good. That's a lot of the Asians, like the Asian films and all that. Because they use too much wire work. I don't like that sometimes.
I think if,
you know,
if it's
like
done,
I like IP Man, for example, which is cool fights, but even a lot of Jet Li fights, but all this wiring stuff, it just looks, it doesn't look realistic in the choreography, which is kind of like even the Raids, which is just strictly, you know, hand to hand combat, and it's just the natural abilities and nothing enhanced per se, and they actually choreograph their own work. So it comes out much better. That's why I don't. But like Bruce Lee's one, he actually does his own stuff. So
I noticed
he's great.
Neither of you guys mentioned any superhero movies.
I'm trying to think of a good fight in a superhero movie. Like hand-to-hand combat.
But that's
Winter Soldier had a cool one when when he's
that's right, that is good.
Yeah, when he, I think that off the highway and all that, and
that is an incredible. But there's that's really cool. It's gun driven.
It's both, but it has a hand, like, the last part of it when he's fighting when he's fighting
Bucky carrier at the end.
Yeah, it was cool, but it wasn't like, I mean, it was a decent fight again.
Well, I mean, Indiana Jones did fight that big dude in
the Raiders. That's a, you know what movie that nobody's mentioned that I think has some great fighting scenes is Kick-Ass. It has some pretty cool fighting.
I'll give you that.
Scenes.
Yeah, with
well shot,
especially when they introduce right. Hit Girl.
Hit Girl was fantastic.
But although Corner George has weapons, so he can't really use it. You know.
Hey, it's you said no weapons.
I decided this. You're right.
Because the ones with the lightsabers and stuff like that.
No, we're not talking that. That one just strictly hand to hand combat. You know, but you're right. The superhero ones. I'm trying to think any good. Maybe Blade. But no, Blade has weapons.
Oh, really? He rolls with the samurai swords.
The Batmans, as much as I love them, they don't have great hand-to-hand combat scenes. They're not filmed good at all.
Because the new trailer that was released was fantastic. Oh,
that was the best fight scene any Batman. And hasn't even come out yet.
So what? Let's see.
But I don't think you're right. Superheroes don't have a good... they got good action scenes.
That's the thing, though. I mean, they have superpowers and stuff like that. So, I mean, technically, it's not hand-to-hand.
There is
If you're using a shield or...
No. But if there is some that fight only hand to hand. When we see Luke Cage later, I think you're going to see a lot of hand to hand combat.
I think you see more like in the TV, like with obviously Daredevil on the TV. Not the Ben Affleck. Oh, jeez. But the one on TV, that's a really good choreography and good fight scenes. They're very dark and heavy and all that. Like you mentioned, the hallway scene.
Yeah, I hope they keep it. I hope they do keep their Daredevil like that dark.
Which is cool, because actually that's something we can talk about that now, because
the new trailer
for Netflix drops, Netflix, oh Lord, for the Daredevil Netflix job. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, I see it.
What do you guys think?
I liked it. I tried to. This is one of those things where I've tried to stay away from it a little bit because I really want to.
You, Mr. Spoiler?
Yeah, I am Mr. Spoiler. That's right. I really just want to watch it. Well, it's coming out soon.
Right, a couple weeks?
Yeah, next month sometime.
I think it'll be 3 weeks. It's the 18th of March. But wow, I'm surprised. They don't show a lot. I mean, they show a lot. But I mean, it's a 10-episode or 13-episode show. So, I mean, and the trailer's only 2 minutes.
We saw Electro. We saw The Punisher. I'm not saying they didn't watch it.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep it low-key.
I love The Punisher. Perfect casting, though.
You think so?
Shane? Yeah, I love Shane, man. Yeah, he was the best part of Walking Dead. When he died, the show was done, as far as I'm concerned. But that looked great, man.
I'm not a fan of the show, so.
Well, I mean...
I watched the first two seasons.
No, exactly. I'm not either. I stopped watching as well. But Shane was my favorite character while he was still in there. But that was a really good trailer, man.
I mean, the episode that they had last week, for the mid-season, it was one of their bloody ones. It was a good episode.
Dude, I just can't. I don't have to start over. And
no. Crazy. I mean, I love the first season, second one. Oh, God, the whole farm thing.
I think that's where it slowed down.
It brought it to a halt. Right?
Then they moved to the prison. Then they went to...
The thing with the show is just how, like, it's a new showrunner every year.
Then they went to Alexandria.
The second season, as a example of how crappy the writing is on the show.
It was terrible.
They spent the whole first part of the second season looking for this girl who turned out to be dead at the end of the payoff.
Which is no big surprise.
Right, but no, of course not. Because she's a girl out in the wild with a bunch of flipping zombies. The issue to me is, why do you waste all that time? And really, the show just kind of ground on and on.
And the fact that she was there the whole time, because she was in the farm, inside the farm the whole time.
In the barn.
Yeah, she was there the whole time.
And I like the show. I mean, I love zombies, and the zombies are great, and it's cool, and it gives some nice death scenes. But that show is like, you have like one or two good episodes a season, like it's really good, and then the rest just drag.
My favorite character died in that sequence too, Dale.
Oh, I hated that guy. I'm so glad he went.
Dale was my favorite character.
The voice of reason. Get out of here. I don't know. Yeah, it was Shane all the way, dude. He was the voice of reason on that show too, right now. But the thing of the show is like the same thing. The show's the same thing every season. They find somewhere to go. They're safe for like a couple There's episodes, and they gotta leave.
One of the guys just a douche.
But then whether it was the farm, was the prison, it was Woodbury, and it was
Alexandria. Then Terminus.
It's the same thing. It's like they find somewhere, stay there, and they gotta leave. Find somewhere. It's just the same thing over and over again. That's why I hate that show. I can't. But I stopped watching season three.
I dropped it after the prison. Once a prison season went, I just thought it was stupid and.
No,
I mean they've tried to put villains. I mean they even had Negan.
It's like Groundhog Day, that show almost, man. They wake up and it's okay. We hear someone new and then we gotta leave. Oh, it's someone new. That's what the show is. And I don't know. I don't know.
I thought the first season.
It's over. I love the first season. I thought it came out like guns blazing. I thought it was great. I know people love that show, man. I don't understand that. I don't get it. It's like I said, I don't watch it. Yo, you still watch it then?
I still watch it.
God, dude, you torture yourself like that, dude. That's why you're such in a bad mood last week, dude.
What else you got going on right now? What are you looking at? Anything?
Well, just the Walking Dead, and Once Upon a Time will be coming up soon.
Wait, what? Once Upon a Time?
I watch Once Upon a Time.
What's on the purpose?
Okay. No, it's all good, man. It's all good.
That's not all good.
Once upon a time. Foolish pleasures here.
I'm sorry. You know, guilty pleasures out here. You know, there's a few. Once upon a time.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm sure the viewers will defend me on this one.
No one's defending that, dude.
Okay. Fine. I'm sure somebody out there will defend me on this one. Please.
What's up?
You know, defend me on this one, because I can only do it for so long.
No, I'm just messing. So if you like it, hey, it is.
So let's go back. Let's just step back. Just keep going. Tell me.
I mean, look, with the Oscars coming up next week, you know, I try to watch a couple of movies here and there, but as far as TV, you know, I was trying to finish, you know, Daredevil. I saw, you know, Jessica Jones, Narcos. I saw.
You're still watching Daredevil?
More than halfway through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, more than halfway through. So I got that. And then, you know, I'm trying to catch up on some of the other things. Like, I've seen the trailers for different things. You know, the Fuller House continuation is coming up.
Oh, my God, I saw the trailer. I don't know why I was compelled to see the trailer.
Hey, you know, a lot of people saw it on Thank God It's Friday, you know, the TGIF thing, you know, with, you know, Uncle Jesse and, you know.
Jesus Christ. And then
Kimmy Gibbler, bro.
Oh, Netflix, you're doing so well until you brought that disaster of
Yeah, so they got the Fuller House reboot, and there's also all these kinds of shows that are coming out.
There's an Arrested Development new season coming out sometime.
Yeah. That's a great show for those. It's like
actually,
a show most
season
people
4 was fantastic.
Yeah, most people don't know about the show, but the show's great. Yeah, it's hilarious. Well, Joe, you still got homework, because...
Yeah, I still got Games of Thrones, which I got to catch, and it's coming. It's creeping.
We got 2 months and 5 seasons to watch, so you need to...
I dragged my wife through Bosch season 1. She loved it, by the way. Yeah. That's on Amazon Prime for anybody who isn't watching. It's an adaptation of Michael Connelly's Harry Bosch novels. Usually he runs for about 3 novels in a season, 2 or 3. Huh? And this season 2 starts next week, I think, or in 2 weeks.
So what's the premise of that show?
Yeah. The guy's a kind of a hard-boiled detective, homicide detective. And just doesn't, you know, bend over for politics or anything like that. It's a very good show. I think you'd actually, Titus Welliver is the star. He's the guy that was in Lost. I don't know if you remember him. I can't remember what his character
name
was.
I try to forget that show, to be honest with you.
I didn't see it either, but I know he was in Lost. He's famous for The Good Wife and a couple other shows that he's done. Okay. I know if you saw him, you'd know who he was.
Yeah, it's one of those. Oh, that guy, yeah.
He's a guy from that thing.
Yeah, exactly. Hell yeah, that movie. Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah, of course. There's a thousand of those guys.
I did watch the first part. I have to... My homework for this week is to watch the first 2 episodes of 11/22/63.
Yeah, I want
to
see that.
Which I think is interesting. Again, like it's got some Stephen King things in it that I'm not wild about. We'll hit that, I think, when I watch it all the way through. I really don't want to comment on it.
I'll probably watch it in the next coming weeks. We'll probably talk about the next show.
Once a week, so it's on Hulu Plus.
Oh, really? Only once a week? Oh, I thought it was on Amazon. I guess not.
No, it's on Hulu Plus.
Oh, okay.
But it's out there in Spizzies.
Oh, I'm sure. That's true. You got a good point. I'll see if I can catch it. I still want to watch How to Make a Murder. What is that called?
You haven't seen that yet?
No, and then the OJ one, thing, I keep hearing about it. I'll probably catch up on that too. I've heard good things about
the
OJ.
I started the OJ show. Yeah. It's okay. It's all right. I think I'm 2 episodes down right now. I'm going to have to take a look at it.
It's only, I think, only 3 so far.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but I did see the first episode. I didn't think it was that great. But.
No, I mean, I heard good things. Like I said, I haven't seen it, so I don't know. But
it's okay.
Yeah, and I think that's what is about the dynamic of this. The fact that we all see different things, and then we all have our guilty pleasures, and we all can... bring different things to the table.
I'm going to confess my guilty pleasure right now is My 600-Pound Life is a great show. I can't stop watching it.
I don't know much about it, so...
Yeah, see, I can't relate to that, awesome but...
Show. So if it's bad, I can't make fun of it. If it is, I don't know.
There's nothing to make fun of. It's a show about people that weigh like...
600 pounds.
Yeah, 600 pounds.
Yeah, but then some people watch Hoarders, whatever, you know.
I can't watch it because it's too gross.
I used to watch Hoarders back in the day, like a couple episodes here and there. Yeah, it's pretty gross.
I can't.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. I mean, that you can't put anything away. It's the same thing, though. It's the same show. Yeah, it's like you can't put anything away. You walk in, it's cluttered. You know, like you were talking about, walk in, new house, the same clutter. Try to do a sale, walk in, new house.
Well,
I live with a hoarder. I think I had a good friend of mine when I first moved back down to Miami in 2003. A good friend's his girlfriend or whatever.
Okay.
I'm mentioning names on the air, but yeah, I stayed with her for a while, about six months or something like that. So you do remember that. And she used to get the Miami Herald, which is the newspaper down here, when the paper was still active in circulation. And she never opened it. She just get the paper and just stack them. And there was a bunch in the balcony, locked up. It was a mountain of them in her bedroom, and never opened them, just collected them. And my girlfriend, my friend, you know, her boyfriend, you know, I kept telling him, hey, what the hell's up with these papers, man? I don't understand. She doesn't read them. What's she doing with them? He's like, and he talked to her about it ad nauseum. But she's like, her answer was like, oh, you just never know when you have to look something up. And I was like, okay.
That's the weirdest crap.
I was like, well, that's what we have Google for, man. Even back then, Google was around. And,
right.
But it's very bizarre. It's like, it's just in the head. And she told me she just had to keep it. For whatever reason, she could not throw them away. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. That show was kind of sad. In a way.
I couldn't, like I said, that's one of those things I just can't watch. So
Joey, I'm sorry. Go ahead, dude. So what is it about, Once Upon a Time that, it's so appealing to you?
I think I said it's like the literary part of it, because I like literature and I like reading and I like books. So the fact that he had like all the characters, and then they try to give you a modern spin on it, and then they try to bring like different worlds into it, that kind of intrigued me a little bit about it, and the fact that everybody knows those characters.
That's a network, right? That's a network.
Yeah, it's ABC.
It's ABC.
Yeah, the fact that it has Snow White, Cinderella, Prince Charming,
See, I just can't do network anymore.
Yeah, all that.
I hard can time for doing. Certain things. I just think that some shows, you just can't anymore. I know that FX has some with OJ. Show that there's actually some swearing in it and things like that.
Oh, no, of course, yeah. And other shows.
I think that's good.
Yeah. AMC, obviously HBO, FX, the graphic nature of the show, that they're shot differently, they look more realistic, they're more mature. And network TV just seems watered down now in comparison. And it's like, and they try to be dark with some shows, it just doesn't come out. And it looks so clean and nice. I don't like that. And they can cancel anytime.
I think FX had at one point that show The Border or whatever. That lasted like a season.
I watched the first couple episodes of that, and it was pretty good.
It was pretty interesting.
It's based on a Norwegian show, believe it or not. I don't know what the name of it.
And how they try to have that. They try to put the tunnels. They try to put the tunnels in, and then they had this Mexican actor that's real famous.
It's only the blonde who was paired up with that detective, blonde hair detective.
Right.
Who had OCD or something. I don't know. I think I remember what show you're talking about.
It's a pretty good show.
Yeah, they didn't bring it back. I forgot about that.
There was two seasons of it, I think.
Yeah. But they got a great show. The Americans is actually a pretty cool show.
Right.
When it first started, The Shield and Nip Tuck. And
Shield, The Shield went like a long time, too.
Seven seasons. That show was phenomenal. One of my favorites. Rescue Me, which is a good show. Sons of Anarchy was a good show. They turn them out. Even some of the comedies too. Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I think it's a great underrated show.
I remember it.
I love that show. The League is another funny show.
That show that you used to watch that had that OCD detective that had like his quirks?
Oh, that's USA
USA.
It was a light show. Yeah,
it was the same show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was a funny show. It was cute, but yeah, whatever. It was not like a great show. And like I said, USA hasn't had much, but I do like. I mentioned last week, Mr. Robot, on the last one.
I'm gonna see that when I get a chance.
It's pretty good. But either way, let's move off from the TV talk for a second. We got Oscars coming next week. I think a lot of people do care about the Oscars. I know I do for whatever reason. I don't watch like Golden Globes and all that crap, but the Oscars always gets me. I don't know. For some reason, it kind of just legitimizes the movies and some of these actors when they win an Oscar. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, this guy's an Oscar winner. We got to see this movie. But that's coming out. So I want to kind of get you guys' thoughts on that. And it's usually the biggest show of the year in terms of movies are concerned. So probably go to this one of the major categories and get your thoughts. I kind of want to know who you guys think is going to win and who you actually like to see win. It's not quite the same. It could be the same. So let's start with the best actor category. We got our predictions on here that we can see how accurate we were when we come back on live after the Oscars airs. So we got best actor. We got Bryan Cranston in Trumbo. We got Matt Damon, The Martian. Of course, DiCaprio, The Revenant. Fassbender and Steve Jobs. And Eddie Redmayne and The Danish Girl and all that, who I believe won last year, if I'm not mistaken. Mike, who do you think is going to win and who would you like to see win?
I think it's both. I'd like to see Leo finally win one. I think that he could win one. I think it's pretty... I think he can win. I think Leo could win. I don't really... I haven't seen The Danish Girl. I'm not interested in it. I won't watch it.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one either.
Fassbender, I saw...
Really?
That wasn't that great.
The movie wasn't good, but he was great.
I thought he was okay. Yeah. I just didn't... You know, when a movie's not that good, I can't really get...
Yeah, the movie's overrated. Yeah. I agree with 100%. George, what do you think?
Yeah,
you
I just think wanted to backtrack a second. You know, the show is The Bridge. It was called The Bridge. And then it was
crack research team.
Sorry, I just wanted to make sure we were accurate.
You know, it was I was giving you props, man.
Thank you. It was called The Bridge. I checked it to make
George
sure.
George is so sensitive.
It was called The Bridge, and it was Damian Bichir. So that was the actor. Anyway, for me, I think what I'm looking at is I'm looking at the best pictures.
No, best actor.
Best actor?
Yeah.
Oh, best actor. It was, I'm thinking Leo might win for The Revenant. He did win the Golden Globe. And he might win.
The Golden Globe is not an indicator. If you remember,
if you remember
the year the Wrestler was here, I really thought that Mickey Rourke should have won the Oscar that year, and he got jobbed. Kind of the wrestling.
But it might have.
Mike will be here all week, guys.
Yeah, but I think that sorry, Mike, what I was telling you is that even though Leo did win the Golden Globe, and you said it's not.
It's not a guarantee.
No, yeah, it's not. It's no indicator.
I hope that Matt Damon, because he did carry that movie, the Martian.
That's what you like to see win? I liked Matt Damon. He was really good in that, and I like that movie.
See the breadth of acting, on his part. I thought he did a good job too.
Yeah, he was good. I liked him.
Didn't think that he could have been playing himself for all I know. I mean. Leo really,
and that's what I'm saying. What was gonna happen is, I would like to see Leo win it because he deserves justice. I mean, he's had some good, nominations and good movies lately. But it's probably gonna get a job again, and it'll be Damon who wins.
You think Damon's gonna
be upset about Damon winning? But I just think that Leo deserves.
I want to see Leo win because of the sympathy factor.
He's like Susan Lucci, bro.
I don't feel sorry for him.
But I'm saying he's been nominated so many times and he has yet to win. It's always that one performance that outshines him every single year. I think he's gonna win this year.
I kind of do want
to see him win. If anybody takes it, I don't think it'll be Matt Damon. It'll be Fassbender. He's got a lot of traction with that role, and I think he may sneak up and take it.
Okay.
But I would like to see a Leo
win. That's
I don't think that matters. So it's a good performance in that bad movie. We've seen it all the time. But I'm rooting for Leo. I think Leo should win. He was great.
So what about supporting role?
We'll start with the actress. We got Jennifer Jason Leigh in The Hateful Eight, Rooney Mara and Carol, McAdams in Spotlight, Alicia Vikander in The Danish Girl. Probably should have been Ex Machina, but whatever. Kate Winslet and Steve Jobs. George, who do you tweet like there?
I mean, I think Rachel did a good job, in the Spotlight, which I recently saw. But if y'all say Fassbender wins for Jobs, I mean, maybe Kate Winslet might win it, just like as a. But she already did win once.
Don't think the movie's strong enough.
Yeah, so maybe
she was good, but she,
I don't, so maybe Rachel McAdams will win based on the fact that Spotlight.
I didn't think she was.
I don't think she was good, but I don't think she. I mean, for me, I did see it recently. Carol was, I mean, it was okay, but Rooney Mara, she was fantastic in it. I think I want to see her win. I think she is going to win. McAdams was good.
But, I thought she was very good too, but it wasn't a performance that went like, wow, she was just great in that. She did a good job.
Jennifer Jason Leigh was okay.
Right.
Yeah. So we basically don't see an all around sweep. We seem to be varied. We don't see
Sweep's gonna happen: best picture, best actor, best director, best screenplay. Well, not best screenplay because I think best screenplay is gonna go to.
I'm not sure about that.
To the Spotlight, but I think that best director is gonna be The Revenant. I think the best picture is gonna be The Revenant too. Just my thought.
No,
yeah,
fair.
I will agree with you. Yeah, I will agree with you on that. I think Iriteru is going to win.
Well, if we're gonna, well, let's talk about the director then, because I mean, as far as directing, I couldn't agree more. It's going to be Iñárritu. There's no doubt. I mean, technically, the movie is fantastic. It was shot beautifully. It looks great. Great there. There's no, if he doesn't win, I'll be shocked.
Right.
The only one deserves to win. Yeah, I think the only one who may sneak in, which you know, is maybe I don't think it may McCarthy in Spotlight, or maybe in George Miller. Mad Max. Potentially. I'm saying if anybody, potentially. But it's going to be. If he doesn't win, then geez, it'll be a huge shock as far as the director or things go. What about a supporting actor?
Stallone is the favorite, right?
I want Stallone to win. Yeah, so I want Stallone to win really bad, man. I thought he was great in Creed, man.
Who's the...
There's the guy from Bridge of Spies, Mark...
Yeah, they got Christian Bale in The Big Short, Tom Hardy in The Revenant, Ruffalo. Ruffalo in Spotlight.
Ruffalo, again, an understated performance. I thought he was okay. I don't think it was like, when I watched it, I was like, oh, that guy's going to win this. I just thought it was a great movie. I just don't think that, you know, he's going up against some big powerhouses.
This is probably the toughest, I'm just looking at now, that one of the toughest categories, because, I mean, it's...
I think it might be Tom Hardy, bro. Tom Hardy was excellent.
I think he might, I think he's going to win. I want to see Stallone, though.
If they job out Leo again, I bet they give Tom
to Hardy. Yeah, I could see that.
That's play those games.
And I think, to be honest, I thought Tom Hardy was a little better than DiCaprio. That's my opinion. Tom Hardy was fantastic. It was great. I wanted to see Stallone there. I thought he was great.
So technically, let's say if Tom Hardy wins, then DiCaprio doesn't win, because then you're like, can you have like both like that?
No, it's happened before.
It's happened. It can happen all the time. I mean,
it depends
who they vote for.
So it could be Creed and then DiCaprio, or you know.
It depends. I mean, who knows? I mean, because I know there's a lot of behind the scenes voting, campaigning, and all the crap that they do
win
and all
Best
that.
Picture, then everybody gets an Oscar anyway. So
I don't know.
That's how it is.
What about actress? I saw Carol, Cate Blanchett. She's always good. Brie Larson, who is going
to
win.
She
was so good in Room. If she doesn't win, it's a crime. It really is. Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence, she was okay.
Yeah,
Joy
was okay.
Yeah, Charlotte Rampling in 45 Years, which I didn't see, and then Saoirse Ronan in Brooklyn, which I didn't see. But
she does a good job. I haven't seen the whole thing, but she did a good job in it.
She doesn't win, it's a crime. And I think she's winning all these, like the SAG award and all these other awards that she's winning. She's got that momentum. It's like it's hers to lose. That's like the one category I think is a shoe in is that one out of all the categories here. Maybe director, but as far as that goes, I think she's a shoe. Because even Best Actor, and I don't know. It'd be nice to get to Leo, but I don't know. Best Picture, the big one here. We got no pun intended here with The Big Short. Bridge of Spies, why is that nominated? I don't understand. Brooklyn, Mad Max, love to see it there. The Martian, The Revenant, Room, and Spotlight. All strong movies, with the exception of maybe Bridge of Spies.
I don't think The Big Short belongs in that spot. I think it's probably a very good movie. I just don't think it's in that kind of rarefied air.
Agreed. Yeah, I'll give you that. I mean,
Bridge of Spies is kind of shocking.
That was because it has Spielberg's name behind it. Whatever. The movie's okay. It's not bad, but it's best movie. Okay. Like I said, Brooklyn I never saw. But Mad Max I love, but let's be realistic. That has no chance to win. The Martian's really good, but no chance to win. I don't think so.
Well, it also won the Golden Globe, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, it's such a great comedy. Is that Golden?
Where was that?
In the Golden Globe. It's stupid. How does the movie... It's a comic. It's because the Golden Globes, they can only nominate five.
That's
so,
a Hollywood Foreign Press, right?
I believe so. But yeah, they separate like the movies that don't get nominated. They put them in a comedy section just to kind of acknowledge that they were great movies. Just, you know, they couldn't just fit them all in one category. But the best comedy, that's just ridiculous. It's stupid. But I think it comes down to I love Room, but I know it's not going to win. It's going to come to The Revenant and Spotlight. I think Spotlight wins.
I think Spotlight could win, but I think The Revenant is going to win. I do not think that Spotlight, regardless, takes best screenplay.
No, that's hands down. That's easy. Yeah, there's no arguing that. But that's tough, man. I like both movies. They're both so different.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's the Hollywood Foreign Press.
It's Hollywood Foreign Press. Yeah. Crack team there. I like it. But yeah, I think that's, Revenant or Spotlight. I wouldn't mind either way. I don't know. I don't have no horse in the race. you know, I think it'd be nice to see Spotlight win and all that. Exactly. I think The Revenant is more of a technical achievement than a great movie per se. That's also, I think he won the best director.
I feel like it's a great movie.
You know, it was good, but not.
It tells a good story.
It does. It's simple. It is weird. I love The Revenant. That's great. The performances were top notch.
Yeah.
Obviously, and Tom Hardy and DiCaprio. I mean, forget about it. That's as good as you get and all that. But I think those are the big ones. And you're right, as far as writing, for sure. I think. It's going to be.
You never know because Spotlight.
Well, they have, as far as original, you got Straight Outta Compton, Spotlight, Inside Out, which I loved, Ex Machina, which is fantastic, Alex Garland writing that,
yeah, and then Bridges, not, and then Bridges Prize. That's not going to win Spotlight.
No, it's going to be Spotlight. It is, yeah, but adapted screenplay, The Big Short, which actually may win that one, Carol, Brooklyn, The Martian, I forgot that was a book, Room. That's gonna be interesting as well.
The Martian could take that.
It could be The Martian, yeah. Even Room, because I actually read the book and it's pretty well adapted from the book and all that. Or The Big Short.
Yeah.
You know, because that was a complex movie to actually explain. Cause that movie, man.
You need
a degree in finance to really understand what the hell's going on in that movie, and it did a good job of like, okay, breaking it down and dumbing it down for you.
The ironic thing, not to get all political, but this is all gonna happen again with student loans. So.
I heard something about that. Yeah, yeah. A
couple of years. No, we'll see.
That figures.
I hope not. I hope not.
All right. So I believe it's time for our retro segment.
You know, we're not doing a retro segment this week because we covered all of February already. Because I did the first 2 weeks and the last 2 weeks of February.
I thought we were gonna do something about since we are a retro of 25 years ago.
Sure.
And it is Oscar time.
You got something for us? Let's do it.
I thought we could do something like best nominated pictures. You know, like 25 years ago, you know, like the best picture nominees or winners. You know,
25 years ago?
Yeah. Oh,
all right. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Okay. See, so, right. I'm talking about some of the stuff like 25 years ago.
So these are movies that were nominated 25 years ago?
No, these are winners.
Like, the winners?
The winners of best picture for like 25 years ago.
Okay.
You know, like 92, we have Unforgiven.
Okay.
Schindler's List, 93. Forrest Gump, 94. Braveheart, 95. English Patient, 96. You know, like those are some of those movies like that.
So what's the best one out of that group? Out of those, the five?
I mean, if you want to go a little bit more recent.
Stick to those 5 years. Like, what's the best one? Man, so you have, it's not English Patient.
So you got, you got Unforgiven, you got Schindler's List, Forrest Gump, Braveheart, and the English Patient.
I think hands down it's Schindler's List, honestly. Braveheart's very good too.
Best movie as personal favorite out of that group would be Braveheart.
Right, but that's, we're not talking about
that. Best movie, it'd probably be Schindler's List. Yeah, that movie's phenomenal.
I think Unforgiven doesn't belong in that group. I think Unforgiven is a great movie. No, I think it's a great movie, but I don't think it belongs in that group.
It's better than English Patient.
I agree there.
Yeah. I mean, they were saying that some of the ones.
And I love Forrest Gump, but Best Picture.
Mm-hmm. You know, some of the ones that they should have won. You know, the Piano, Groundhog Day were nominated. Shashank, Pulp Fiction.
Groundhog Day is awesome.
What's the year? Look up for me, because that's a good conversation. I think when Forrest Gump won, like, who was nominated?
1994. Forrest Gump won.
Right, you know, like, who was nominated? And all that. I mean, I love Forrest Gump. My memory is just—it's great.
I think it's a fantastic movie. I don't think it's a—it's
best picture wise.
It's not an all-time classic.
No, but I mean, no, I don't think that was the best movie that year. I want to say that was the year that I want to say Shawshank Redemption was that year. No. I might be wrong, but just double check that for me, because I'll take issue with that.
Because there's people that have Shawshank Redemption in their
top. I know. You had Forrest Gump. Who won? You had Pulp Fiction. Nominated by Quentin Tarantino. You had Quiz Show, Bullets Over Broadway, the Woody Allen movie, and you had the movie Red also.
Okay, well, it should have been Pulp Fiction. The year before that, was that Shawshank?
The year before that, I'll tell you. Oh, sorry, this is from Academy Awards.
Yeah, right. There it is, the Quiz Show. Yeah, that was the one.
Shawshank Redemption, Best Picture, yeah. Shawshank Redemption.
Okay, so I'm saying, what's that?
So you had Forrest Gump, Pulp Fiction, Four Weddings and a Funeral, The Shawshank Redemption, and Quiz Show.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah, Shawshank, Pulp Fiction, and Forrest Gump. They go to Forrest Gump. No way. Shawshank was the best movie that year. I love
Shawshank's
that
one. A good movie.
That movie's fantastic. Even Pulp Fiction's better than...
Can I get a Pete Berg boss?
Oh, man. That movie's awesome. I love that movie, man.
Yeah, I did enjoy that movie, too.
I mean,
but you can't give it to Forrest. I mean, you know, Forrest Gump, you can't take it away. He did it phenomenally in that one.
Yeah,
but it was a good movie.
Yeah, I love Forrest Gump. Man, who doesn't love Forrest? Come on. But in Pulp Fiction is better than Forrest Gump. And that's a tough, don't get me wrong, it's tough to decide, but man, that's...
That was a good year for movies.
That was a really good year for movies. But I mean, yeah, but that's true. The Persona's List, you're right, Mike. That is the best one of 25 years ago for sure. That movie is fantastic. If you haven't seen that movie, guys, oof, man. Yeah. It's a hard watch.
Yeah, it's a one-time watch.
It's a wheel. You see it one time, that's all you have to see. It's depressing as hell. You don't want to put something else on afterwards, put on Dumb and Dumber or whatever, on Ace Ventura afterwards. Yeah, because, man, you're going to be crying, like, oh, my God. And, you know, shoot yourself. Don't go to sleep like that. Just... Watch two movies. Watch that one and put any comedy
two
you
movies.
Got.
Two movies. That movie and Sophie's Choice are both really hard watches.
That's a hard watch. Yeah. Oh, God. That's, yeah, but...
And Liam Neeson, I think, did a good job.
That was awesome. That's Liam, dude. When this...
Ralph Fiennes in that movie,
Ralph
too.
Ralph Fiennes. That's yeah. Really, I forgot right. About that, yeah. But that movie, yeah, that movie's great.
That movie's loaded.
But yeah, but for me, my personal favorite, Braveheart, would be the one on... That's obviously, no, you guys haven't seen that. Jeez, I mean, Jesus, that movie's awesome.
Yeah.
That was a good inspirational flick, and oh man, that movie is great, and it's graphic as hell. I mean, it's very inaccurate from what I hear. Yeah. And there's always that one scene where you see that car in the background, which I think is hilarious. I don't know if you guys have seen that. Yeah, it's awesome. They're fighting, you know, obviously this is way back in whatever century it is, I don't remember. But it's a car being driven in the background. It's like, oops, somebody missed that. But those two are my favorite ones and all that. But we got a little time left. Actually, you know, Mike, I just want a quick bone picking with you, because I know we got into this last week and we didn't get a chance to jump into it last week, and we're kind of saving it now. We got a little time now, and I think you actually brought this up in the first episode. But it was all Star Wars, so who cares at that point?
Yeah.
But anyway, we're talking about overrated actors, and there's tons of them. I mean, Will Smith, for example, is one people love and I hate. I don't hate, but
I'm not a big fan. I don't think people love him, honestly.
He's popular. He's popular, but I mean,
he's got his peeps.
He does. I mean, just off the top of my head. Yeah, but you had mentioned that, I guess, Robin Williams was overrated. Now, this just so I understand. So, are you talking about his movies or just him as an actor or performer, whatever you want to call it?
I don't like him. I don't like anything he does, honestly.
Not his movies, really, man?
Well, I did like Good Will Hunting and Dead Poets Society. Both are excellent movies.
And he was great in both of them.
I thought he was very good in both. Fisher King, all right.
Fisher King
was
good.
By him in the Fisher King, actually. I thought the rest of the movie was great. Well, I love Jeff Bridges, so it's...
I'll give you that.
Jeff Bridges is a great actor. Jeff Bridges, to me, is the quintessential...
He's not better as a
performer. He's the quintessential American actor.
Mike's about to kill me.
That shocks me.
Birdcage? He's hilarious. Man, Mrs. Doubtfire?
Nathan Lane, by the way, made the Birdcage.
It was great. But it was a great movie, though. It was a great movie.
Nathan Lane is a great actor, too.
He's great now. He's not getting that right.
By the way, he's fantastic in the OJ thing, too. So
he's in that.
And then that was another thing that I wanted to talk to you. I know you guys were talking about Robin Williams. You know, even though he's had all those good movies that he's had.
Aladdin.
He's the genie, yeah, but he's also had like some big misses.
Oh no, but everybody does. So I'm not gonna hit him.
And
for the
there
misses.
Was at one point that he had like a good movie and a bad movie.
No, a good movie and a bad movie. He would have a good movie and four bad.
Mike, relax.
Toys is terrible.
Pull it back. Let's put IMDb.
Bicentennial Man. Artificial intelligence.
Start from the beginning. Just go to IMDb. Let's start from his early work, past the Mork and Mindy days and all that. He's a great comedian though.
Fine, but we'll give him that. Well, he had Popeye, Happy Days.
Who doesn't love Popeye? Popeye, geez, that was a bad movie. But when he first started getting into the flicks, I want to say Good Morning Vietnam official.
All right, Good Morning Vietnam. You had that.
Okay, movie.
Cadillac Man, Awakenings.
Okay, slow down. Okay, Cadillac Man's bad. Awakenings is a good flick.
No, it's not.
Oh man,
Shakes the Clown.
Terrible.
That's terrible.
Dead Again. The Fisher King.
Fisher King's a good movie.
Hook.
Oh, terrible. Terrible.
Okay, say the
truth. All right.
Here's 9 months.
How many did you skip?
Bad.
Okay, there's a couple in here, like Homicide, Being Human.
Actually,
those movies are TV.
Wait, these are TV
series. Homicide's a TV series.
Keep going.
That's why I'm skipping them.
Oh, that's fine.
Being Human.
Jumanji, The Birdcage.
Jumanji's terrible.
Jack.
Birdcage is great.
Birdcage is a good movie.
That's a good one.
Jack is terrible.
Jack is bad.
Flubber.
Nah, terrific.
Let me see. What Dreams May Come. I actually like that.
I didn't like it.
It was okay.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't bad. It was okay.
Patch Adams.
Terrible.
Terrible, yeah.
Jacob the Liar by Centennial Man.
Terrible.
Artificial Intelligence, 1 hour awful. Photo.
1 hour photos, he's really good in that.
He is like good in that.
He's really good in that.
He is good in that. Movie. Death to Smoochie.
That's terrible. A great movie, man. Come on, I love that. We had to do this fantastic.
You would like that.
What else he had?
Robots, The Insomnia. Big White.
You have Insomnia. Yeah. He was really good in that.
Insomnia is a good movie.
It's a good movie. And he's really good in it.
Pacino's in that too.
Yeah, Pacino and Hilary Swank. That's Christopher Nolan's second movie, if I'm not mistaken. That's a good flick.
A Night at the Museum, which is okay.
No,
he's
not.
Supportive.
Nah,
and really they had the Happy Feet, and you.
What was Mr. Doubtfire and all that?
That's a great movie.
Yeah, but you guys are mentioning it.
The guy that had like Ace Ventura, Michael Bay singing his praises.
1993.
With that. So he's doing fine, and he's in Good Will Hunting.
Yeah. That was at that run that time.
Good.
That's a fantastic.
Well, you did mention that, so.
But I mean, as far as the order.
I did say Good Will Hunting and the Dead.
You did. You
Dead Poets Society.
Dead
yeah.
Society's another one.
He mentioned those.
See, he's done good stuff, man, and he's been good. He's one of the all-time great.
He's overrated. I don't like him. He's also a serial. He steals other comedians' material.
Oh, that I don't know about that. I don't know.
He's very no. Go Google it, buddy.
Oh.
Yeah, the crack research team.
Copy material. Right when it's up there. Him and Carlos Mencia's.
Yeah, people that copy material.
Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer. Actually, I heard she does the same thing too. Yeah, she's a fraud. Yeah, fraud guy. I'm gonna hold Carlos Mencia thing because I like Carlos Mencia when he came out. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, he was a big word.
All of a sudden, he got Joe Rogan called his ass out, and all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It disappeared from the face of the earth. People find out that Dig was up with that guy.
He was stealing from a bunch of
people. Oh, a lot of people. Oh, yeah. He just took the joke and made it turn into like a Latin Mexican thing, you know, spin on, and that was it. But it was, he ripped everyone off.
Well, the thing is like George Lopez is actually like super talented and super funny. So it's hard for.
And then they had Fluffy, you know, Gabriel Iglesias is another one.
He's funny too,
but I don't think he does. He steals from anyone. That's just, he does a lot of his own stuff.
I haven't heard anything. I heard rumors about him stealing. So I know it's Mencia was, and Schumer was the ones I heard recently that she rips people off and all that. Which is, in the comedic world, that's the worst thing you could do. That's the plagiarism.
Robin Williams has been busted for it too, but he was always very. The one thing I have to say about it is always very good about it and paid the comedians that he stole material from. So, I mean, he's not a douche. Steal material. I think I like original comedy. There's a lot of guys out there that are doing a great job.
Tons of guys. No, I agree completely. Yeah, no doubt. I mean,
maybe we should do that for like next show. Like good comedians that have had success in careers or like good movies by top comedians
tons
or something.
Of them. There's not that.
Like stand-up guys coming to movies.
Yeah,
you see like Eddie Murphy.
That would be like the top one.
It's like a pattern because you have that one comedian that pops out of nowhere, becomes a megastar and dips down and someone else just kind of takes over.
But then you have guys that have these huge stand-up careers and they can't do squat in the theater. Chris Rock and Kevin Hart come up.
Terrible. Yeah, the funniest part of that movies are horrific.
Yeah.
They're so bad. But yeah, even back then, because
Richard Pryor. Really. Richard Pryor had this huge stand-up career.
Right. And then when he did,
he did some decent movies.
He
wasn't horrible. He's better than Chris Rock movies. His movies are way better than Chris Rock. Way by far. Things Stir Crazy was one.
I always did like Brewster's Millions, though.
Brewster's Millions. Just cheesy 80s comedy. But whatever. It's just it's 80s cheese. And I like it. I'm not going to lie. It's not a great movie. But yeah, you're right. But it was Eddie Murphy for a while. And then when he died down, I think, I want to say Jim Carrey took over for a little bit. And he kind of slid, and it was like Will Ferrell and all that.
Though.
He doesn't, but he was a stand-up comedian and all that. But it happens.
He started out as a stand-up. They all start out as stand-ups, but yeah.
But either way, we're not going to get too far ahead of that. We can discuss that in a different show.
That's a good show.
But let's wrap this up now. So again, looking forward to the Oscars next week. We'll just see if we were right or wrong in our predictions and all that. So like I said, I love the Oscars. So it's one of the few award shows I actually do watch. Probably the only award show I actually watch. But again, George, what do people find you out there, man?
Well, they'll find me on YouTube, along with our show, and then they'll find me out there in Ustream, for me. Mike, where can they find you?
Well, Xbox Live, I'm Ultimo Mike Rose. I'm on Facebook. We're all on the Real Mentors page on Facebook.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, make sure you guys catch us on there. Again, we appreciate everything that you guys have done, our support and everything and listening to us. You guys can, like I said, the Real Mentor here was talking about it. We can be on TuneIn. We're on iTunes. We're on our Facebook page. Make sure you like and subscribe that.
Podbean podcast.
Podbean, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, all that
TuneIn
stuff.
Yeah,
all that.
I listened to it on TuneIn.
TuneIn Radio.
It was actually,
yeah. So yeah, we appreciate support. Hopefully, we're gonna get bigger and better and all that. We'll improve as we go along. Myself, you can catch my reviews, of course, on YouTube. I got Triple Nine and Gods of Egypt coming up this week. Eight movies free, dude. I'll go watch it. What the hell? Someone's gotta do it, man. I sacrificed myself so you guys don't have to see that crappy movie. Let's put it to you that way. So you guys, it's like a favor to you guys.
I had one plug. I wanted to plug
my. Oh, of course.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, website. Sorry. Go ahead.
Girls Life, GIRLZLYFE.com. It's our e-commerce store. We do all kinds of things for girls and guys. We're selling socks like crazy. If you want your crazy, wacky socks, go to girlslife.com.
Yeah, go support them because they're obviously providing the funding for the show and all that and the location, so which we always appreciate. All right, guys. Appreciate it. We'll see you guys next time.